your first East Midlands derby. Are you ready?
I hope so, yeah. Looking forward to it. It's a game that, you know, as it's getting closer, you know, the boys are getting more excited. And yeah, I'm, as I say, I'm looking forward to it. It's the first one, and hopefully it's one of many.
A few local lads in the team, have they told you what to expect?
yeah, they have. It's a huge game. You know, Derby are up there, and we've got a good little bit of form, so... No, it's got all the ingredients to be a good game, and hopefully come Sunday, you know, we're on top.
Do you enjoy a derby? Do you like playing in a derby?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's got that extra little bit of spice. It's a game that, you know, both teams want to win, and both sets of fans want to win. So I think come Sunday, you know, hopefully the atmosphere's rocking here, and we can put in a performance and get a victory.
Not been here long, but do you already sense what this means to the fans?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, as I say, as the games are, as it's getting closer, there's more and more talk of it. You know, derby games, they mean everything to the fans. You know, it's them bragging rights. It's, you know, family, friends. So, you know, us as players have got to go out there and perform and get the victory from.
What about, you know, when it is hostile, because trust me, it probably will be. Do you mind that? Do you like that kind of thing? Does it rile you?
It's one that, yeah, it will be hostile, but, you know, we've got to keep our heads. Everyone out there, you know, got to make sure you finish the game with 11 men on the pitch. And don't let the occasion get to you. You know, go out there, play your game. We know it's a derby, and it's a huge incentive, and as I say, for both sets of fans and players. But we've got to go out there, perform as we're performing, and hopefully we can get the 3 points.
When we first spoke to you, just arrived, and things were a bit tough, frankly. Been on a nice little run. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, listen, football. I think when you're winning games, and it's enjoyable. On the other hand, when you're not doing so well and you're losing games, it can be tough, and that is football. That's football in a nutshell. But at the minute, we're 5 unbeaten. And we're not getting too carried away. We don't want to. We're not this overnight become this unbelievable team. But, you know, we're doing the basics well, and that's what we've got to continue. And we've got to do that on Sunday.
It is interesting though, because I guess you want to win to keep this momentum going. Derby need the points to stay in the top six. Is all the pressure on them? Will it be easy?
Listen, I think, you know, as I say, they're in. If you ask any fan, you'd like to swap positions with them, that's for sure. We'd like to be in the top six. But yeah, it's a game. It's coming to the end of the season, so they need the points to, you know, maintain that position in the top six. And as I say, we've hit a bit of form that, you know, we've opened up a bit of a gap between us and the bottom three, but we want to keep improving and win as many games as we can for the rest of the season.
You're the captain. The fans want to hear from the captain, you know, what he wants from this game. How much do you want to win it, and how much would you give it your all on Sunday?
Yeah, I think every single player out there will be leaving everything out on the pitch. And nothing less than that. You know, we want the victory hugely, and the same will be said about Derby. But as I say, every one of our players will be leaving everything out there on the pitch come Sunday.
Hi Ben, sorry if I end up going over a couple of bits we've already been through, but what's the mood been like in the camp this week in preparation for the Derby game?
Yeah, it's been buzzing. I think, you know, we're on a good little run, unbeaten in 5, and that always helps the atmosphere around training ground, you know, during the week. On the other hand as well, it's Derby weekend, and, you know, the boys are buzzing for it.
And like that, you said, I spoke to you just after you came in. Have you noticed that there's been a different mood in the camp in the month that's been?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that comes with performances and victories. And that's what happens in football when you're winning, and well, especially when you're not losing games, then, you know, everyone is buzzing, so it's a great feeling, and a feeling that we want to continue till the end of the season.
of course, your first East Midlands derby on Sunday. What are some of the stories you've heard before your involvement in your first one?
Listen, I think with every derby, it's gonna be hostile. It's gonna be, you know, both sets of fans are gonna be, you know, in full voice, and both sets of players are gonna be giving it everything for the 3 points. We've got to make sure that, you know, we play with a composure. We keep our heads, keep 11 men on the pitch on Saturday, because you know what derbies are like. Players can get carried away, referees can get carried away. Enjoy it. And continue doing what we've been doing.
Is that one of the more key things then in a derby? Just keeping that discipline, keeping that away?
Yeah, listen. Any football game, you wanna keep 11 men on the pitch, but especially in a derby, because there will be tackles flying in, and you know, as I say, referees can make rash decisions, players can make rash decisions. So we got to just continue doing what we're doing. We know it's a huge game. It's a huge game for both teams. Both teams are going to want to get 3 points, and hopefully it's us and it's a good game.
Generally speaking now, in your whole career, what are some of the best or most memorable derbies that you've been involved in?
It's a tricky one, that. I've played in a couple, I don't think any of will be as big as this one. The Palace-Brighton one was a bit of a hostile one. And sort of Wigan Bolton, Wigan Blackburn, but this one is a proper derby, and it's one that I'm really looking forward to.
What makes it so big, would you say?
I think the history of both clubs, obviously with the Brian Clough connection, and just everything about it. It's going to be good. It's going to be good, and you know, it's one I'm looking forward to.
Sure, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From what you're saying then, this might be the biggest derby you've played in then, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's as I can remember, yeah, it will be. Yeah. I'll let you know on Monday.
Would you take any pride in or any pleasure out of denting Derby's playoff push, if you could?
Yeah, without a doubt. As I say, we want to win the game. We want to continue this run. You know, it's not just about the players, it's about everyone, it's about the city, it's about the supporters, it's about the staff at the stadium, at the training grounds, but everyone involved in the club. It's not just about the players. And I think if you ask everyone involved in Nottingham Forest, would they like to dent Derby's promotion push, everyone would say yes. So I'm no different.
We were talking to the manager and he was saying how he does get out and about in Nottingham a little bit and talks to fans, and they say to him, like, how much they want Forest to win this game. Do you have similar experiences?
Yeah, everyone I come across, you know, probably in the last week or two, it's not been talking about the games that we've been playing in, it's about this game on Sunday. So, you know, hopefully them fans can make it a special atmosphere, and we can put in a performance that'll make them proud, and you know, we can, you know, get 3 points.
You were involved in this statement to fans, thanking them for their support, yeah, and encouraging them to get behind you this season and next season. Mm. Is there an element there of wanting to pay them back a bit by getting a win over Derby?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, football fans, they travel a lot. They spend a lot of money to come and watch. And, you know, it was just a little gesture from everyone involved in the football club to, you know, give them something back. And I think, if anything, they would want the 3 points more than anything on Sunday. So hopefully we can give them that as well.
You contributed towards some fan displays, that's right, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that going to happen this Sunday?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
it's, as I say, it's something that, you know, the players, staff, everyone involved wanted to give that little bit back. And as I said, hopefully the atmosphere come Sunday is going to be rocking, and we can give them the 3 points.
Derby are obviously up there in the playoff place as far as the sort of lower mid-table, but the club made a lot of signs in January. Do you think it's a squad that's competitive with what Derby have got?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we're on a good little run. The boys are enjoying it, and the boys are looking forward to it. Simple as that. And, you know, I think all form goes out of windows when it comes to derbies. You know, it doesn't matter what sort of form you're in. Come derby day, it's all about the team that turns up and performs on the day.
The team has been fairly consistent in its personnel. There haven't been many changes to it. Does that help you build consistency in your performances as well?
Yeah, I think the manager's been keeping the team the same because it's been a team that's been doing well. Simple as that. I think as a player, if you're not losing games and you're winning, and you know, you want to stay in the team and keep playing, and I think that's what the manager's done. So, but also, yeah, it does. You know, as I say, you said we signed a lot of new players in January. It's taken time for everyone to gel. I said it in my last time I was here. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen overnight. So we've got to keep building. Take every game as it comes, and keep progressing.
You seem to have built quite a good understanding with Jack Colbeck in particular. Is he somebody you enjoy playing alongside?
Yeah, he's been brilliant since I got into the team. You know, it's been me and him in the middle, and you know, he's a quality player. He's played at the highest level. So you know, the more we can get Jack on the pitch, the more games he plays, the more we play together, then it can only benefit the club.
He's only on loan at the minute. Would you like to see that extended beyond this season?
Yeah, I think everyone at the club would like to see him extend that. But if he keeps performing the way he's performing, I don't think he'll be short of offers. But listen, it'll be Jack's decision come the end of the season. But obviously myself and everyone involved, they would love to see him at the club.
Do you think Derby might be a bit nervous as they come to this game? A, because of the run, and also what's happened in previous seasons when they've faded away. That might be a bit iffy.
I hope so. No, like I say, I think all form goes out the window. It's because it's a different game. It's not just your ordinary Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon game. It's Derby Day. But it might be in the back of their minds. You know, because as you say, the last few seasons they faded away, but you know, they've got a talented squad, they're up there on merit. But come Sunday, listen, as I say, it all goes out the window, and it's what happens on Sunday. Whoever turns up, performs, will be the team who win the game.
If you were to make a good start, it might put a bit more pressure on you, given what's happened.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it could do. If they get a good start, it might give them that bit of confidence as well. So, no, it's a game. We're at home. We've got to take it to them. We've got to make sure they know they're in a game. And that's what we're planning to do Sunday afternoon.